Are you enjoying the wine? I'm so glad you came back with me. It was a lovely conversation we had in the bar. I knew that you'd be too shy to approach me. And when I made an excuse to come over to you, you were so nice. I was delighted that I did it. Mostly to see your reaction when I revealed that I'm a psychologist. And that I revel in discussing the sexual psyche. I love discussing what turns people on or off. And the things that they would love to have the opportunity to do. Even if the possibility of it coming true was minimum at best. I was so impressed with you when you confided in me. Sure, it was me who told you that I'm fascinated in being a dominant woman for a submissive, obedient male. However, you wasted no time in letting your face go all red and letting me know that you loved the idea of being on the opposite end of that sexy dynamic. Didn't you? There's nothing I love more than taking 100% control of a man. And boys like you love to submit to me, and I adore being a cock-teasing mistress. And now look at you, sitting on my couch with me. I don't mean to be weird and forward, but didn't you say that you had a couple of months until your new job starts? That the boredom of sitting at home and waiting is setting in hard? Hear me out. How would you like to be my slave for the next coming months? My personal sex slave, or however you want to put it. It would be a permanent affair. You'd have to come and stay at home straight away with me now. Tonight. A live-in submissive. There'd be no going home for anything, not even clothes. I'll supply everything you'll need. I can see the uncertainty in your eyes, but you can't deny admitting that our fantasies are so tightly in sync. Don't think of the logistics in your mind. You've always played it safe, haven't you? Been sensible and responsible. This, however, is something you were always going to try. Sure, your logical head says no, but your heart, and let's be honest here, your dick are saying yes. Am I wrong? Of course I'm not. You understand that you would have to do anything I say. That you would be mine for the duration. That I would own you. Say yes, mistress. I would like that very much so, mistress. Good boy. I love to hear you acknowledge that I would own every inch of your body. That I would own your penis. I would maintain possession over it. By the way, is your cock little? Well, I guess we'll see soon. Well then, excellent. We have an arrangement. So glad you've agreed. Next thing is to get you all tied up in my bed. I'm about to fulfill every fantasy that you have ever dreamed about. Even dreaming about. Strip off all your clothes and present your body to me. While you're doing that, feel me caressing your Adam's apple and putting this very effective blindfold on you. Now, also don't panic as you feel me subsequently inserting this gag into your mouth. Oh my. You can't see yourself since I've deprived you of your senses. But let me paint a mental picture for you. Let this image pop into your head. Throbbing cock pointed straight ahead. Tightened balls. Completely impaired sense of sight. And a bondage gag in your mouth. Delicious. My bedroom's just through here. Feel my hand lead you. That's right. Now I'm taking your hand and planting you on my bed. Directly in the middle. Do be careful not to topple left or right. I know, it's a pretty massive bed. Okay, now lay down on your back. How do you like me tying your hands and feet to the bed? See how fast I am at that? I've had practice. That's really secure, though. And finally, off with these normal clothes for me. I think you'll like this better. Would you like me to give you your sight back, slave boy? First off, a question. Why do you have a hard penis? I mean, why have you got such a stiff, excited willy, honey? I hope we haven't suffered a communication breakdown, have we? You didn't think I was going to let you ejaculate, did you? Don't shudder. These are just my hands perforating your stomach. Running up your chest. Would you like me to take your blindfold off so you can see the delicious mess that you've gotten yourself into, honey? Here we go. Oh. Look at the expression of horror on your face. That's right. Standing directly in front of you, a whip in her hand, your mistress is wearing a tight, crotchless black leather corset with no material concealing my ass, with my smooth cleavage bursting out. That part you like. I think it's the next bit that explains your puffy face right now. Next to you, all within the same huge bed, two to the left and two to the right, are four more naked men, tied up, and just like you, they're brandishing gags in their mouths and stiff cocks. Identical slaves to you, their individuality, too. Taken from them via their loss of clothes and their inability to speak, let alone move. Your frantic, muffled response is a waste of energy. Relax. The limited sound you can make only serves to further excite and amuse your mistress. What is happening? How did this perfect situation turn into this confusing nightmare? You look so scared. Like you suddenly became very aware that you have never seen another man's erect penis before. That how since your little addition to this group, there are now five hard cocks in one bed. I'm sure you're just concentrating hard on how you're not gay, so it doesn't matter. And how all you want is for your cock to soften as soon as possible. The intensity of this situation, the desperation on the faces of the slaves next to you probably all would have allowed for that. But the sight of your mistress's body in her corset, temporarily turning and bending over for you now, Looks like it's proving too much. Say, do you think you should have inquired a little more about your slave life before you so eagerly, in typical horny boy fashion, accepted your role as my slave? You assumed that I didn't have any other slaves, didn't you? I'm going to say some things now. Really fuck with your mind. It's important, you know, that none of this is necessarily true or reflective of what's going to be going on here with you staying with me. Doesn't mean it's not true either, though. In any case, I want to watch you squirm and scrunch your face up as I make you wonder. So what do you think is happening here, baby? Do you think that... See, Gary? Gary's to your immediate left. Do you think that Gary is going to be your boyfriend from now on? Enforced by me? Do you reckon that you and him are going to be spending all your time cuddling each other and rubbing your hard little dicks against each other and whispering into each other's ears that you love each other? Oh, I love you, Gary. I love you too. Are you afraid that you thought you'd found a sexy woman to have kinky, passionate sex with? But instead that you've stumbled into a reprogramming gimp center that turns straight boys into gays. So again, I'm not saying that any of this is true or representative of what's happening here, baby. I'm just asking what you think. Or do you think that I'm a nice mistress? Maybe I know you guys aren't gay, not at all, and that every morning and each night before you go to bed, that I individually milk your cocks, even fucking you all once a week, provided you're good boys. Look at you, checking out my body. Are you imagining having sex with me? All the pent-up desire you've ever experienced seems to be manifesting itself in this very instance. Or all of the boys in this bed are gay, except you. And I've kept them all in chastity for the past 2 months. And when I untie all of them except you, that they're going to beat you and rape you and love you. Are you trying your best to reject these words? Or worse, the mental images that begin to explode in your head? Trying to focus on the bodies of the most feminine women you can think of, are we? Do you need a break? Your cock looks quite sore. In fact, how long do you think these boys have been here captive in my house? Just since today? Or do you think it'd be possible that they've been tied up for days? Months? Years, even? Would that make it worse? I bet you wish you had time to process what's been fired at you, but I'm not going to give you a chance. Back to it. Do you believe that I might keep you losers in chastity for the rest of your lives? Do you think I have 5 chastity gauges in my drawer right over there, tucked in smoothly underneath all my sexiest lingerie? Would it be terrible to never get to come again, knowing all that you want to do is come all over the idea of your mistress dominating and emasculating you? Look how helpless you are. Watch your mistress walk to the far left-hand side of the bed and take her first slave's cock in her hand and stroke it up and down once. Just once. And now I'll do the same for the next slave. That's so hot. Your turn now? Sorry, I'm going to skip yours. Winking and licking my lips as I do. Proceeding to give the next two on your right the same treatment. One stroke each. And on we go. The worst is yet to come. Do you want me to just stop? I'm not going to. Look deep into my eyes. Do you think that there's any possibility, baby, that under my panties, at the bar, and between my legs right now, is not a pussy at all, but a big penis? Am I the most beautiful shemale you've ever seen? Maybe born a hermaphrodite? With a cock that makes that little thing sticking up between your legs look tiny in comparison. Check you out. Immediately looking at my crotch, searching for a bulge. As if you hadn't already looked in this direction enough already. Now watch me. Sticking my tongue out. Eyes lighting up. Simulating masturbation with a large air cock. This is killing you. I love it. Or do you think I'm pure evil? And that I'm going to castrate you? Cut off your balls? Take your manhood from you? Take your cock before you could fuck lots of pretty girls? Oh, wait. Oh, unless... are you a virgin? Oh. How could I possibly incorporate a new form of shame into this equation? How could you feel humiliation beyond what is happening now? And yet look at you. Mortified. You'll nod right now if you're a virgin. You are. Oh, I'm going to have so much fun with you. You look like you're about to come. Would you be that silly? I certainly hope not. I haven't laid a finger on you. Now. Good. Good boy. Baby, I've been suggesting all the worst case scenarios, haven't I? I'm sorry. Do you think that instead I'll have sexy women over every other day with hourglass figures for you boys to worship and serve? Or perhaps that I'll pimp you out to women? Maybe even to impregnate them? Or maybe I'd let you impregnate me? Maybe I'd force you to? Force you to give me a baby. I like that thought. Or, of course, I could dress you up like a girl. Buy you some pretty dresses. Makeup, lipstick. Teach you how to properly suck on a cock. And this is still the things that you would like, right, baby? To maybe not be my slave, but the slave of one of my slaves here. How would it be possible that homosexuality was apparently so rampant in ancient civilization like Rome and just magically different now? Is that even plausible? Do you think that you don't want to be gay because society has told you that it's bad? That it's disgusting? Or because you generally don't want to hold a pulsing dick? Take its warmth into your mouth. Give it pleasure. just like you want pleasure. Look at you, you're squirming. Will I take your gag off now? And you can tell me what you would like to happen. And I'll see if we can accommodate you. Do you think I'm going to let you back to work at all? Ever? Or will I make you my horny little slave forever? Oh, your cock is basically leaking with pre-cum. Crying with pre-cum. I wonder if this raging erection, of which has delightfully not subsided at all during this entire ordeal, is now starting to hurt. Okay. Four choices for now. Choice number one. I untie Gary here, and he'll give you a blowjob, and we'll get some of that disgusting cum out of your balls. Choice number two. I'll untie you, Gary's mouth gag will come off, and you two will enjoy a passionate kiss, then you'll give Gary a blowjob, telling him how sexy you think he is, along the way, of course. Choice number three. I'll keep you tied up, and I, your mistress, will strip nude. Depending on whether I have a penis, you'll service it, or if I have a vagina, I'll fuck you and let you come. However, if you pick this option, you'll be forcibly released tonight, never to see me again. You'll go back to your monotonous, boring, vanilla, sexless life. And you wouldn't want that. Or choice number four. You say, "Good night, mistress. I love you." Then I'll feed each of you hungry boys a Viagra and a stimulant to keep you awake for a couple of hours. Or all night, depending on how I feel. Then I'll shut off the lights, retreat to a guest room for the night, and leave you all together, lying in the dark, painfully erect and blue-balled. And you'll be naked beside four similarly horny boys, trapped in a potential gay cell. Or, alternatively, something of a femdom paradise come tomorrow. You'll be strapped down tight for hours, desperately trying to sleep, my sweaty little mess, aching in light of your orgasm denial. But if you do choose this option, then tomorrow you'll get to see me again, and I'll inform you of your true fate. I might not even have mentioned it yet. Yes. Let me crawl towards your cock before you decide. Watch me open my mouth wide. Move it closer and closer to your prick until mere millimeters away from its tip. And then, as I close my mouth at the last minute, easing my head back, and again as I form my lips into the shape of that of a kiss, and move it forward, slowly, stopping again just short of the tip. What's your choice? Louder. Can't hear you. Two? Three? Three? No, two? Look at you go. Relax, slave boy. I know you're saying four. Now what do you say? I know you do. Good night, slave. I'll see you in the morning. Oh, enjoy.